The bug was silent for a moment, then it clacked its mandibles and pointed at Luke.
She's inquiring whether Master Skywalker would also sign his models,
C-3PO informed them. When Sarlacc fly, Luke said. I'm a Jedi Master, not some cheap holonet personality. Sure he'll sign, Han said, if the price is right. The bug thrummed something else.
Oh, dear. This may be a deal killer.
Let me decide that, Han said. What is it?
Sara says you'd have to sign 1% of the production run.
No problem, Han replied. 10 million units, Han? Luke asked. That would take you the rest of your life. I said it's no problem, Han answered. Even if he were serious about the deal, he knew the squibs were never going to sell 10 million units. Once we become Sara's joiners, anybody in the nest will be able to sign. Joiners? Luke cried. Han, that's not going... Look, I'm as disgusted as you are, Han said. But it's going to happen. We might as well take advantage of the situation. The bug boomed. It clacked its mandibles and began to back away from the wall. But Han shook his head and motioned it to the wall again. Not so fast, fella, he said. I don't come cheap, you know. Could have fooled me, Luke muttered. Sara stopped in the middle of the corridor that ran past their quarters. Han shook his head. That I talk about with the squibs. He backed away from the wall. If they're interested, tell them to come see me. The bug gave a non-committal throb and retreated to the other side of the corridor. Han returned to his stool, and Luke came and sat on the bunk next to him. You really think your autograph is worth that much? Luke asked. He held Han's eye a little longer than was necessary, and Han thought he could sense something more in the question. 1 million credits, at least, Han said. He passed the Falcon model to Luke, casually flipping it belly up as he did so. And your signature would go double that, maybe triple. Triple? Luke looked genuinely flattered. Really? At least, Han said. With all the net the Jedi are getting regarding the reconstruction, you're going to be as hot as a blue star right now. Luke closed his eyes. I think it's time to close your deal. Already? Han turned toward the door membrane. I thought the squibs would play it a little cooler than that. Luke frowned. I don't think it's the squibs. You go on. He glanced down at the replica of his X-Wing, then motioned Han out his door. I need a minute to finish my meditations, but I'll be there when you need me.